The nation's top environmental regulator stopped in Utah Tuesday to talk about clean water. He heard ideas from state officials and industry about revamping a controversial regulation. KUBR's Judy Faze reports.
Environmental Protection Agency Administrator Scott Pruitt is going state to state talking about what's called the Waters of the United States rule.
Waters of the United States rule that was adopted in 2015 was a rule that literally, and this is not editorial comment, created jurisdiction of the EPA over drainage ditches, puddles, dry creek beds across the country.
Like 30 other states, Utah contends the Obama administration overstepped its authority and wants the rule scrapped. The Trump administration agrees, and Pruitt is working on a replacement.
What we're hearing from is from realtors and home builders and farmers and ranchers and private property owners across the state of Utah and other states on how we can deal with those issues to provide objective clarity.
Pruitt toured sites in Summit County, then met with 36 officials and industry representatives at the state capitol. No one from the environmental community was invited, but Randy Parker of the Utah Farm Bureau was there, and he was happy about what he heard.
We can do both. We can have both. Both the administrator and Governor Herbert both said, we can protect the environment. We don't have to kill the economy in doing that.
Pruitt also informed Governor Gary Herbert he's reconsidering an EPA decision last year that forces Rocky Mountain Power to spend hundreds of millions of dollars on new pollution controls for two coal-fired power plants. Environmentalists push for the controls to clear up haze in nearby national parks. Judy Faze, KUER News.